Yeah, so we had to go over to Adelaide for the birth of our daughter Isla. It was something that was quite a surprise at the time, and she was actually born 2 days after we arrived in Adelaide at 32 weeks. And at the time, we were away from home, so we didn't have anybody that we could stay with, and we were pretty unsure. We were facing a long stay in Adelaide, and yeah, at that time was when we got put onto the Ronald McDonald House, which is a place that fills up quite quick, and we were told that we probably wouldn't get in there, but we were lucky enough to get a room. So while Isla was receiving treatment in hospital, we were actually able to stay there. It was only 300 meters from the hospital, so we were able to go visit her regularly, and it just took a weight off our minds when everything was quite stressful.
When you say a long way from home, explain sort of where you are in relation to where Adelaide is.
Yeah, so we live at Yalana on the peninsula, which is 700 k's from Adelaide. So we'd, yeah, all our family sort of over on the Eyre Peninsula. So we didn't really have anyone to stay with in Adelaide. So yeah, we were just very lucky, I think.
I imagine you would have heard of Ronald McDonald House, but do you realise exactly what they were able to offer to families?
Yeah, I'd heard of Ronald McDonald House before, and I just assumed it was for more like sick kids or older kids that sort of stayed with their family, and I'd heard about the good things that it do. I just had no idea about how it looked after families that had prem babies and things like that. It's just, yeah, it amazed me at the time.
So you were able to get a room without having to, find accommodation and things like that. There was kitchen facilities, I imagine, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we spent half our time when we were there, we spent in one side of the house, which is just a room and then shared kitchen facilities. That was really good at the time because it was more of a community aspect. And then once we got Isla out of hospital early, when she was still on a program where the nurses come and visit her, we actually got to go over and stay in an apartment over the road. So they've got apartments as well where it's all sort of your own area and your own space, which was really good.
So from there, you're back here on the Eyre Peninsula now. Or was it difficult to transition back from staying in Adelaide to coming back home again?
Yeah, I think like staying in Adelaide as well, it's not like normal life. You obviously can't work. Your sole focus is looking after your baby, and you've got that support with the nurses over there if you need it. And then you sort of come home, and it's like what it should be. You're home with your baby, and all of a sudden you're chucked in the deep end. But yeah, I think the time over there helped us prepare us for that though.
Were you nervous coming home? Because you're still about 50 k's from the closest hospital.
Yeah, we were pretty nervous because you've got so much support when you're over there, as medical support that is. So you come home and you're a fair way, and oh, the car trip home with Isla was quite a long one and a very nerve-wracking one because you've got a precious baby that you've never driven before. But yeah, that was good.
Tell us about your upcoming ram sale, and it's not a normal one like you've had in previous years.
Yeah, so this year we decided to give back to the Ronald McDonald House, and we didn't really know how to do that, so we decided that we'd donate one of our rams, and we actually stayed in the house for 49 nights, so we decided lot 49 would be the ram we'd donate.
And so, is it just that's ram just going to go up for sale, and what you get is what you'll donate?
Yeah, so yeah, whatever he makes at auction, that's just what we'll donate. And yeah, let's hope people support it so it's going to a good cause, and we'll see what happens.
Tell us about Ram 49.
He's a pretty reasonable ram. He's a big, upstanding ram. He's got beautiful, rich, nourished wool. Yeah, we hope he's the ram people will like.
Can you give us a ballpark figure of what you think he might go for?
I've got no idea, but I'd hope he'd make somewhere around that $2,000 mark.
And what are you hoping that money can then go towards with Ronald McDonald House?
Well, the thing that I've seen with Ronald McDonald House is it's can't support as many families as you'd like it to. It'd be nice if the accommodation was bigger, and I think that every little bit of money that we can put towards it can help them keep doing what they're doing and hopefully expand on that.